Ulysses, Level 1. This work is among the most important pieces in the collection of Domenico Grimani, the first to bequeath his art collection to the Republic of Venice in 1523. It was initially displayed in the Doge's palace and later moved to the Statuario Pubblico when the collection of his nephew Giovanni Grimani was also donated to the Serenissima. It was Giovanni's trusted sculptor, Tiziano Aspetti, who carried out extensive restorations on many of the marbles. In the case of this statue, the restoration is responsible for the right arm with the sword, the left hand, part of the right leg, and the lower section of the cloak. Contemporary documents refer to the work as a depiction of a gladiator. However, the figure does not represent a gladiator or a generic warrior, but rather Ulysses, the Greek hero who took part in the Trojan War and whose journey home is famously told in Homer's Odyssey. It is likely that the Venetian statuette was originally part of a sculptural group depicting a specific episode from the Trojan War, the expedition of Greek warriors to the Acropolis to steal the Palladium, a sacred image of the goddess Athena, believed to protect the city. According to myth, Troy could only be destroyed after the Palladium was taken. The statue's pose suggests caution and alertness. The hero is captured mid-step, glancing warily around him. He wears only a chlamys, a short cloak wrapped around his left arm to allow greater freedom of movement, and a pileus, the conical cap traditionally associated with his image. The intense facial expression conveys the inner tension of the figure, complemented by the dynamic energy and supple forms of the body. The statuette is a Roman replica of a Greek original, likely in bronze, dating to the early 3rd century BC. A tree trunk has been added to the modern version to provide stability.